Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle, and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Jenny Hatch Show at Blogging Mothers Magazine. I'm your host. It is September 13th, 2011. My special guest this morning is Barbara Hartwell. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jenny.
Today we're going to
hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Good. Yes.
Today we're going to be discussing the 9/11 terrorist attack, and Barbara has a take on this attack that might surprise you if you don't know anything about her or her background. And I invited her today to share a little bit about her background and then share her insights into why she believes the September 11th attacks were conducted by forces other than what we've been told through the government and the media. Take it away, Barbara.
Okay, Jenny. Well, I know you sent me an email a few days ago, and I guess you wanted to know if I had written anything on the 911, and actually, I haven't written much on it. I did write one article. This was in October 2001, which is less than a month after the attacks. And it's not an issue that I have, you know, put my energy into, but it certainly is a large issue, you know, because as I see it, the first thing I should say is I see it as one in a chain of events. It wasn't just that event. There were all kinds of other events that preceded this, and I believe it was all by design. I should openly state, first of all, that I believe that the 911 terrorist attacks was an operation. I called it Operation 911. And I believe that it was an inside job, planned well ahead of time. And I'm not going to go into the nuts and bolts issues. I have not investigated those. You can find those in many really good reports by professionals, such things as the controlled demolition, all that stuff. I'm talking about it really from a psychological perspective, and I do see it as an operation. And I saw it, and still feel this way after 10 years, as basically a ritual, a blood sacrifice ritual.
And who would be evil enough to plan something like this, you know, who's not tied into the so-called Muslim terrorism world?
Well, Satanists would.
Okay. Excuse me?
I hear something in the background.
Yeah, it was my dog. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it would be Satanists. I mean, and that's a broad term. I'm not necessarily talking about people that are in the Church of Satan per se, but I'm talking about Illuminati or you know, the elite. They have all kinds of occult you know, rituals that they're involved in, and numbers are very important to them. For instance, 911, that's the obvious tip-off right there. I mean, why did it happen 911, right?
What is there in your background that would indicate to you that this psychological operation, as you call it, would be, you know, some, you know, even the day 911? You're saying mm-hmm. that they want to send a message that this is an emergency call?
Oh, of course, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't believe anything. These people use numerology. They work with symbols and occult, all kinds of occult symbolism. I mean, there's the symbolism of the Twin Towers. That's a big symbol in occultism, Twin Towers. But in my background, well, it comes from being involved in psychological operations. And so that's a very broad-based term, all right? But to me, the first time I saw it, and I didn't at the time have a television. You know, I don't watch television, so I didn't have any cable hookup or anything. And I got a call from a relative who was living out where you are in Colorado, who told me, "Oh my God, look, you got to turn on the television." So I did. I went to a neighbor's house and did. And as soon as I saw it, what was happening, I immediately knew this can't be happening without some kind of an inside plan. It's not whatever's happening here. Of course, I was just shocked, of course, like everybody else. But underneath, I wasn't shocked in the sense that I had seen things heading this way for a very long time. And so I believe that, and I know, it's not just a belief, okay? I know that everything that happened so fast right after the terrorist attacks, think about the Homeland Security. Does anybody really believe that wasn't implemented and the Patriot Act? That was all previously drawn up long, long ago, okay?
I know you said in your report that they set this up so that those who were traumatized could feel protected and safe. And I have to confess that when President Bush came on the television and said, "We're setting up the Department of Homeland Security," I felt better. I felt safer. I felt more comforted. Now, how naive was I?
Well, Jenny, you were naive, but you were not to blame, okay? You had no context. You had no background under which you could have understood that this was happening. I'm talking about the long-range plan. I mean, the most obvious way to, or the most obvious name is, of course, the New World Order. And, you know, the New World Order is not a conspiracy theory. You find people that are just not educated about these things, who haven't looked into it, and they don't realize that there actually is a group of people, you know, a cabal, as I would call them, a cabal of individuals that run things. And it filters down from the top. And they're not even necessarily, they're certainly not the official U.S. government. We're talking about a shadow government and a multinational group of people that are the Illuminati. And so it's not so cut and dried as people, the average person, would think it would be. Okay, I think I missed your question, Jenny. I think I went off into another direction. Maybe you can ask me again.
Your article made the case that they traumatize to the point where people are hungering for some sort of leadership, some sort of action that will make them feel safe. And all I'm saying is that when that happened, I felt safe. I felt comforted.
Okay. I get it.
Now I feel manipulated.
Okay, of course, because now you know the truth. But, I mean, here's the thing. My article was entitled "Tyranny, Treachery, Terrorism, and Trauma, the Formula." And I made the case that they inflicted these things. I can read right from my article right here. It's very brief. It says, "Tyranny, absolute power, especially when exercised unjustly or cruelly. Treachery, willful betrayal of fidelity, confidence, or trust, perfidy. Terrorism, the systematic use of terror, violence, and intimidation to achieve an end. And trauma, an emotional shock that creates substantial and lasting damage to the psychological development of the individual, generally leading to neurosis." Okay? And so there you have it. The trauma-based programming, part of the case that I made in my report was that it was a form of trauma-based programming, and that's what they use for mind control. For instance, CIA's MKUltra mind control. All the programming is trauma-based. They traumatize the person so that the walls, you see, the walls of your ego and the walls of your mind come sort of anything that you feel protects you comes crashing down when you're traumatized, and that leaves it open for them to move in with their own agenda and to put in what they want you to think or feel or believe. And that's why, let's say we see the towers crashing down and people are jumping out of the windows and it's horror, it's intense horror and shock. And what comes into your mind or your heart at that time? All you think is, I want to be safe. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to somebody I love. And so when somebody comes in, like the good cop offering protection, oh, we're here to save you, it automatically, it's not even an intellectual thing, it's an emotional thing. Automatically you'll say, oh, yes, please implement some kind of measures to make us safe. Does that make sense?
It does. And as you know, my background is in, I have a pretty large depth of understanding of how the medical profession is manipulated with trauma and the traumatization of our doctors while they're in medical school. That's the kind of stuff that I've studied. And I think of doctors as victims because I think they're mostly really smart people who have worked hard to get where they are, and they go to medical school and they get brainwashed and traumatized. And you have to ask yourself, you know, who's behind this? Who's using sleep deprivation and all these tactics?
It's the same people, Jenny, and it's in every it's in the education system. It's not education, it's an indoctrination system. They start this with our children when they are in nursery school. So it's a brainwashing, and it's a control mechanism. They want, you know, they want to indoctrinate people not to think for themselves, not to have your own life, not to be what God made you to be. And God makes, in my opinion anyway, I think God gives each of us gifts of the Spirit and things that we're meant to use to fulfill the destiny that God has for each of us. And so they don't want that. They're godless people. They don't want people to put their trust in God or Jesus Christ or whatever. It's not even a religious thing. It's just they want to destroy the spiritual integrity of the individual. So they want to cut off your personal relationship with God, whatever, whoever you think God might be, if that makes sense.
It does. And one of the big side effects of 9/11 that nobody really talks about, at least in the conspiracy world that I've seen, is the number of American citizens who went on psychiatric medications the past 10 years. The numbers were outrageous, how many people were taking anti-anxiety pills, antidepressants. And I also have a deep background in research and understanding of how the whole psychiatric industry works and the money that has been made hand over fist by the pharmaceutical companies because of the traumatization of the American people.
Exactly, Jenny. And the thing is, there's a dual mechanism operating. On one hand, they can make billions and billions of dollars medicating people, giving them medication they don't need. And the other part of it is, which I think is the major part, is it encourages people to give up control, take a happy pill. Are you depressed? Take a happy pill. Are you an overactive child? Take Ritalin and so on and on it goes. These are psychotropic medications. They actually rearrange them. I'm sure you know the chemistry of the brain.
I do.
And they do cut you off from the spirit, you know, the gifts of the spirit and the spirit itself. God never intended this for anybody. And it doesn't fix anything.
No, it doesn't.
It only makes things worse.
And the biggest side effect when you're doped up with lots of psychiatric meds is you lose your inertia. It's just inertia. You lose your ability to be proactive about anything. You're just like a bump on the log. And the year that I was on a bunch of psychiatric meds, I spent that year laying on my couch watching television. And it was the worst year of my life. I felt like I was spiritually cut off from the Holy Spirit and from the Savior and my Heavenly Father. And thank the Lord, He freed me from that slavery and bondage 20 years ago.
And that's the whole thing. It's artificial. It's not real. And television falls into that category too, as I'm sure you know. I mean, it's the programming, and that is literally, I'm talking about programming on television, is meant to brainwash people, to influence you to be something that's just not what God intended you to be. It's just brainwashing. It's like a drug. Television is like a drug, and I've believed that for many, many years.
Well, you watch the nightly newscasts, the big three, CBS, ABC, and NBC, and especially their national news. It cracks me up. I play a game with my kids. We'll watch it, and we'll count up the drug ads, especially the psychiatric drug ads during the news. And it's like, okay, here's your little 10 minutes of trauma, and here's the fix. And here's some more minutes of trauma, you know, talking about whatever they're talking about that's trauma-based,
yeah.
And here's the fix, you know. And it's all just this endless cycle of, insanity.
It's numbing, Jenny. And also the other thing that really distresses me, which I've come out very vehemently against for many years, is pornography. Now, obviously, that it's all over the Internet, and it that destroys. It's the same thing as violence. It destroys the sensitivities of people. It destroys your principles. It doesn't necessarily but it encourages you to think, oh, this is just normal. Oh, this is great, pornography. It's American as apple pie. There was one idiot who was defending a child molester. He was arrested by the FBI for child pornography. And this idiot, Alex Studer, his name is, he's the same one that attacked me and Len and Sherry.
Right.
Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. he was coming out and defending this guy, saying, oh, pornography is as American as apple pie. Well, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And you know, nobody, I don't think any decent person, no God-loving person certainly, wants their children to grow up in a society where that's the attitude. You know, it's the same as violence. It's gratuitous. It doesn't have to be. We don't need to have this. But it's destructive, and I find it to be absolutely demonic.
Well, the Savior said in the Sermon on the Mount that those who look upon a woman or a man to lust after them already has committed adultery in their heart, and he expects those of us who take on his name to live a higher standard of morality.
Exactly. That's absolutely true, Jenny. And, you know, if you wanted to even get back into some more of this stuff about the 911. I mean, let's just look at the facts. What has happened? What has happened since that time? We have these high treason of the Patriot Act. That is absolutely high treason. We have these idiots from the government coming in and telling us, oh, you've got to see, if you see something, say something. Janet Napolitano. Okay, citizen spies. Everybody's a busybody now. You got to spy on your neighbor and report and everything they do. They're invading privacy with the worst impunity that I've ever seen. And that's also a very, very big issue for me, is privacy. It's a God-given right. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, we're not talking about, or I'm not talking about necessarily just the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Those enumerate certain rights that are supposedly protected and guaranteed under the Constitution.
Where do the rights come from?
God. They're God-given rights.
That's right.
You see? And so that's why, yeah, it's great that they're in there. It's wonderful that they're in there. If the government was obeying the Constitution, it would be wonderful. But they're not. And so we have to take it a step further and continually repeat and shout from the rooftops, this is my God-given right. It's my God-given right. You can't do this. Whatever it is you're trying to do, you don't have the right to do this.
Well, that's always been my mantra. And
yeah.
The people who don't like what I write on the Internet have done their level best to try and shut me up.
And what I've seen, Jenny, this is how ludicrous it becomes, actually, is that what I saw that what they did to you, and they've done the same thing to me, of course, and they've done the same thing to other targets that they've picked out. Targets, people that are telling the truth. I call them messengers of truth or defenders of liberty. those are the people that are targeted in this country, not criminals, not evildoers. It's the good people, the godly people, you know, the people that want truth. And so what they'll hit you with outrageous lies. I saw some of the things they had about you, that you move around from place to place, and it's just total, utter lies.
It is. Well, why don't we finish up the show by just sharing some of the things that anybody who's listening can do to further educate themselves, try to get some more factual information. You have a very broad background in the Central Intelligence Agency, and were brought up as a CIA kid. So you have a background where when you first saw the towers coming down, you immediately knew the truth. Where can people go to find some good factual information?
Okay. What I would suggest, I always encourage people that you have to do your own research. You have to, if you want the truth, you will only find it by your own perception. And whether that includes this spiritual discernment, that's really important. I think in your heart, you can always know the truth if you ask. If you ask God sincerely, let me know the truth. God has many ways of bringing the information to you. He can lead you to sources that are telling the truth. But I'm also real big on facts, okay? If you're looking for information, for instance, like the nuts and bolts type variety of information, I'm talking about factual information. There are a number of books. There's one particularly, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but I believe it was written by Jim Mars. I think it was called The 911 Terror Conspiracy, if I'm not mistaken, but you could look it up, and I'm sure somebody can order it on Amazon. That was probably the best. I only read that a couple of years ago that I actually read it, but it was probably the best overview with giving facts and all kinds of information that you could put together, that anyone that is looking for the truth and reads that, I think it would become clear. That's one that I can recommend. And the other thing is, if you look for things on the Internet, what I would say is look for people who, just to start the research, look for individuals that have some kind of legitimate credentials. In other words, not just somebody out there writing a blog that doesn't know anything, is just parroting. That's what you're going to find. They're going to parrot other people's research, but they don't really understand what they're doing. So you want to avoid that. You want to go straight to the so-called reliable sources and try to find something that you can actually do your own research using these sources. And I also suggest don't stick to one source. Look at all different angles. And you'll find, I think, that each person that's reporting on this, if they're legitimate, they're going to have some similarities. There's going to be some key points that will keep leaping out at you, and then you will sort of get it, and you'll say, yes, now I can believe this or that fact, if that makes sense.
It does. I listened to a young man who made a documentary called Loose Change, and I actually watched this documentary on the Internet a couple years ago. And he was on a local Denver radio station last week, and his name is Jonathan Elinoff. And he has made, gosh, Barbara, with the trains in your house and the dog in my house.
I know.
I can't put them outside because there's some guys working on my back porch. So
I'm right down near the beach here, and there's a railroad track and traffic. It's kind of the end of the summer here, but still we have a lot of noise. Sorry.
Anyway, this guy's name is Jonathan Elinoff, and as I listened to him talk to Peter Boyles here on a local Denver station, he thanked Peter profusely for having him on, because the Denver media has just recently started sharing his videos on a public station here. It's the first station in the country that's been willing to even touch him. And I've been in email contact with him because I want to have him on the show, but he was just so articulate and has really done his homework. And the Core of Corruption video I just put on my blog last week,
And as I watched it, I just thought, you know, this stuff is irrefutable. It's just irrefutable.
Yeah.
The facts as he lays them out, and he has done the heavy lifting in terms of interviews. He's even documenting people who've been murdered who were whistleblowers. And he really came across to me as earnest and diligent and real. And so I would encourage people to go to his Core of Corruption website. And if you Google that, you'll find it, or Jonathan Elinoff.
Well, you know, Jenny, when I have some time, I haven't had time yet to, I saw the video posted on your website, and when I have a chance, I will certainly take a look at that. But I think the most important thing is that you have to, for me, it's spiritual discernment, because there's so much disinformation that's purposefully being spread, you know, out there by the COINTELPRO, and they want to muddy the waters. They want to put out these. So much that you're hit with so much that, and they're mixing it all up, that it's like people are left, slack-jawed. Like, well, what am I going to believe?
Well, they shut down because they can't process it.
They can't process, and that's exactly the intention. But so if you do find something, again, if now, for instance, this fellow that you just mentioned, I don't know that person, but if you have found that he's credible and the information is valuable, I would definitely encourage you to spread that and tell people. That's how people find out information, you know, and if something is well done, if it's done in a way that is simple enough.
Well, when you watch this video, 95% of it is news reports from that day. Just the news reports, the mainstream media, this is what they said.
Exactly.
They talked about explosions.
Exactly. See, I'm always saying, I repeat it over and over and over, you have to start with the facts, okay? You can't make a theory until you have the facts. And that's what a lot of these conspiracy theories are lacking. They're lacking facts. Anything that I put out, for instance, if I write a report, I have facts in the report, whether I'm naming names or something that happened. Here's the facts, okay? If you don't have facts, then you don't have anything. And even if you have spiritual discernment, if you're watching something or looking or reading something where there are no facts, your spiritual discernment will probably say, wait a minute, I don't get a good feeling about this, because you can sense that there are no facts.
Well, there's another website that I've watched a few of their videos, and it was actually put together by family members of
mm-hmm.
those victims from 9/11, and
mm-hmm.
it's called buildingwhat.org. And it's pretty much built around the premise that when Building 7 came down at 5 o'clock that afternoon, and nobody ever talks about this or remembers it,
that's right,
that it was a controlled demolition, and it came down.
Yes.
And I thought
that's been irrefutably proven, Jenny. I've seen all the videotapes of the firemen and all the – it's all factual information. It's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, absolutely proven.
Well, and there's a Dutch man who – lived over in Holland, who is the world-acknowledged expert on building demolition, and he came out publicly speaking about this, and he had a, quote, accident, unquote, this past summer, and he's dead.
He died?
Yeah, he's dead. He died in a car accident.
Oh, Jenny, you know something? I didn't hear about that, but I do remember, I don't remember his name, but I do remember that there was a person, and that is... That is so typical. They arrange car crashes. You there, Jenny?
Yeah, we're winding down. We've got about 90 seconds, but yeah.
Yes.
Well,
this is what they do. And anybody, and they'll try to get anybody and remove them from the picture who has anything that's substantive. And that's the whole key.
Well, I think they also do that to send a message to anyone else out there.
Of course,
who would stand up and speak that, you know, you're going to have an accident too if you say anything.
Yeah.
And
well, I have personally had several of these so-called. Okay, Jenny.
Yeah, I'm here.
I guess we're almost done. I just want to quickly wrap it up and say yes, I've had several of these incidents happen to me. They didn't get me, and they nearly did. But yeah, that's what they do. But you have to have the courage to keep speaking out. We all have to do that. Otherwise, they'll win. But, of course, we know they won't, don't we?
well, we've read the scriptures, we know how it's all going to end, and they lose.
They lose big time.
Yeah. Thank you, Barbara, so much for being on the show today. It's just been such a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me, Jenny. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too. And you have a great day, and thanks for tuning in to the Jenny Hatch Show. My special guest today was Barbara Hartwell, and go check out her blog, Barbara Hartwell versus CIA.blogspot.com. She's got great investigative journalism and reporting that will be truly enlightening for anyone who takes the time to go read her. Have a great day, Barbara.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye-bye.